a special halacha here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is happens to be, some people know it, some people don't know it. It's that the it's brought down in Siman Tafresh Pehe, which is the Siman of the Arba Parshas of Purim. And it says, it's on the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Birhetev in the Shari Tshuva. The Birhetev brings it, there's such a thing called, there's a minig to fast, and the parasha is called Shaivivim. Shaivim is a pasuk in the Navi, Shuvu Banim Shaivivim, means return my children who are Shaivivim. Shaivim is a negative lashon. So the Shaivim is Rashi Tevis, Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Bishawach, Yisrael Mishpatim. So there was a minig to fast on those parshas. I think how many parshas? Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Bishawach, Yisrael Mishpatim. Six parshas. Not all week. One day a week. We don't fast in yeshiva, as everyone knows, because we call it Bittul Torah, and it's considered Yatzah Schar Bev Seido. But there is an inin of keeping something in Shaivivim. What is Shaivim? So the Bir Heitev says here in the this is a Mishnah Berurah I'm reading. The Bir Heitev Mishnah Berurah. Because of Arizal. The Arizal says, the Parish of Tyre, he has a Parish of Tyre. Sheyamim Eilu Misugodim V'Sakein Avon Keri. That these days are more Misugal to fix the Avera of Keri. Keri means Zeret of Antawa. Yoitzer miko hashana, more than all year. Nimisanibahim, if you fast, for example, we say you're not supposed to fast because it's bittul Torah. So, why? L'chei maskim miparsha shmos. It starts from shmos. She'oz hiskel hashibud. That's when the shibud started. She'netakein hakeri the other marishim. V'nigmer parshas ki tikna eved ivri. So we explain this. I explain this every year. From show off my knowledge of Kabbalah, that the Or HaChaim explains it a little bit, and the Chumash, so the little bit that I know, is he says like this: Mitzrayim was the most tame place in the world. It was in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. So he says that Tumah basically needs a power to create Tumah. Just like you need a power to create Kedusha. The best feed for Tumah is Kedusha, right? In other words, Kedusha is a very powerful ingredient. So when Kedusha is given over to Tumah, it's like on a tree you have fungus growing on a tree. So the Tumah grows on the Kedusha. Meaning like this, when the Kedusha is not used properly and is misused, so it allows itself to be given over, and that's when you have the most Kedusha, Tumah, because Kedusha is so powerful, so when Kedusha is given over to Tumah, then you have the most Tumah. So therefore what happened like this, Adam Arishan, we know, went ahead and he divorced his wife, I think for 120 years, it says, to do tshuva, for eating from the Eitz Hadas. So it seems that during that 120 years, sometime Zara was mighty. I don't know, I doubt if it was on purpose, but whatever it was came out. That's caused the other Marishan Zara has tremendous Kedusha to it. Right? Other Marishan is Yitzir Kapav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's on a tremendously high Madrega, even after the Chet, with a Navi. Therefore, his Zera had the potential of creating great, amazing people, people that live hundreds of years, right? And there's much people than we have today. However, since it went out in Zatoa, so that Zera, instead of going to the Keiches HaKedusha, was hijacked by the Keiches HaTumah, and it ended up in Mitzrayim, and that is where the Tumah. The reason why Mitzrayim had so much Tumah is because it was breeding off the Kedusha that came from Adam Arishan. That's what the Or HaChaim says. More than that, I can't explain, so don't ask me any questions. Okay. Therefore, he says that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, part of their mission in Mitzrayim was they took out Yotzei Mirchush Gadol. The Rechush Gadol was not just the money, but they took out the main Rechush, the main valuable thing that Mitzrayim had, was this Kedusha that they had imprisoned. And the Bnei Yisrael, by being Kaddish, so they attracted the Kedusha. They extracted the Kedusha from the Tumah of Mitzrayim, and when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were able to somehow free the Kedusha of other Marishan from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. And that is part of the reason why Klal Yisrael have to go in Galus, because the other Marishan's Kedusha was scattered all over the world. So we have to go in Galus all over the world to capture all the different Kedusha that is scattered all over the place. The Maisa and Mitzrayim, Bnei Israel did such a good job that there's no reason to go back to Mitzrayim. And that's why there's an Isser in the Torah not to go to Mitzrayim, because there's no point. Because there's no Kedusha left in Mitzrayim to get by going there. America still has some Kedusha in the powers of Tumah, so there's an inyan of going there. But Mitzrayim, all the Kedusha was taken out. Okay. That's as much as I know. So therefore it comes out that the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what he says, the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to rectify the Tumah of Adam Arishin Mimaitzi Zara. Therefore the most mesugal time to be Mesakein the Avera of Mimaitzi Zara is the weeks of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which he says goes through Mishpatim, from Shmos through Mishpatim, right? Which leaves us with 2.5 weeks left, which is probably just because more than that's too much time for us. Because anyway, now the Maisa, that's what he says. In the world, those who know that they do not limit it only to Zeret of Atoa, but to all Averis relating to anything in the Inyan of Kedusha. For example, you will find in the North Miami Beach Kolo is having now shiurim on Hilchas Nida for men and women. That's very, very common all over the world. But during Shoivavim, they have Hilchas Nida classes. Because even though the Arizal said, Zerabatol, but apparently, I'm not a Mekubal, I cannot explain it, but the Mekubal, apparently it's accepted that it's Lav Davka, the Avera of Zerah Batoa, but it's everything in that family. So it's Hirhurim, it's Zerah Batoa, it's socializing, pornography, Hilchus Nida, Yichud, you know, anything which relates to, Taiva's sexual behavior is considered that this is the most Mesugal time to be Mesaking those Averas. So, as such, if it's the most mesugal time, so we should try and take advantage. That's okay. Anyway, so the truth is, what to talk about? We go through this every year, and we probably end up every year talking about the same thing. But there's a whole slew of different things to talk about, and everybody is different. Experience has shown, we had once a small vat, and it was almost humorous how the guys could not communicate with each other because different people were nichsho in different things, and each one assumed that everyone else was nichsho in the same thing that he's nichsho. And the other guy said, "What? You're nichsho in that? You're a lowlife." But the other guy says, "What? You're nichsho?" You know, in other words, Chad is that people are different. Some people are not nichsho in anything. Some people are nichsho in one thing, some people in the other. And it's very normal because pshat is a lot depends on what you got started with when you were young. People who grew up in a society that they were socializing, they became used to socializing. Now, once they get used to that, it's like smoking. It becomes very hard to stop. A guy who was brought up that he never socialized, he doesn't even have a Yetzer Hara for socializing. Well, socializing now. He looks at a guy who's socialized like he's from the Mars, right? A guy who's brought up with pornography or, you know, TV, and he was exposed to that, so then it's very hard to step. Someone else, what? You look at that, you know? What's wrong with you? Same thing with Zerubbabel. Some people brought up with it, some people not. Some people would hear him. And it goes also, there's people with, we mentioned that there's all kinds of different Ihurim. There's Ihurim for all kinds of different things. Anyway, everyone's different, and there is no rule. Well, I wanted to read the Kesser Reish. The Kesser Reish is from Rav Chaim Volozhin. This is one of the most, there's really another Kesser Reish. I should have photocopied, but I forgot. This is Rav Chaim Volozhin. Most of it is quoted from the Gra. So I do not know if this particular piece is quoted from the Gra or just Rav Chaim Volozhin said it himself. Most pieces in the Sefer are from Chaim Volozhin, the name of the Gra. Machshava Ra. Machshava Ra means Hirhurim. Right? I'm picking Hirhurim just because that's the most basic. You know, most everything else is the next step. So, Gam Rishayim Lo Nitzo Mizeh. Now, who are the Rishayim? So he quotes the Gemara, Kedarin and Zah, like the Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim Ein Adam Nitem B'chol Yom. If the person doesn't escape every day, means every people are Nitzo every day, the average person. Ian Tvila Hira Avera B'lashon Hara. So that means that the Kesser Reish is saying that the Rishayim means in the time of the Gemara, people were nichsho in Hirurim every day. That's pretty amazing. You know, means that b'masiyah daito min ha-machshava ra, if, you know, that pops into your head and you don't think about it, koifa sitrach mina. And you're fine. Right. The question is, which type of people? If you look in the Nusach on the side, it says, Nusach Rav Yosef Zundo Misalant. That's Rav Yisrael's Rebbe. And he says it a little bit even stronger. Shahalti Inyam Akshavaro Heshev Hirure Avera Gam HaTanoim. You know, Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, big people. Lo Nitzel. Now, what does that mean? What it means is like this. Rashiva had this famous line that we love saying over, that the brain is an open garbage pill. That was the Rashiva's famous line, which means as follows. The fact, I mean, obviously the Tanna, we're not nichsho in the Avera of Hirurim Rav. It means that it popped into their head. It's a normal thing for, you know, I can't say for everyone, I don't know, but it's a normal thing for many, many people. It says even for Tanoim, that Tehorim pop into your head. Right? I told this is a Maisa, that's, I, you know, where the Rishiva said it, but it's that there was a guy in the Kolo who was, this was way before my time, I'm assuming, but a guy in the Kolo who was standing by the train station or the subway, I don't know, and he saw a guy bent, looking to see if the train was coming because he was getting impatient. So he was standing near the edge and looking. And the guy had an urge, you know, because the guy a little shove, you know. It's right, you know, he's bent over on the track. So what you have to do is give him a little shove. And then basically the guy got super depressed. And hey, they... I want to kill people. I'm a murderer. What kind of mushkis am I? And he got all depressed. So he went to the Rashiva. And Rashiva told him, you're not a mushkis and you're not a murderer. You probably once read that in the paper, that someone, or you saw it on a television show, or you read it in a book. And the brain is this open garbage bill. And all kinds of crazy things fit into that. The fact that you had a thought, why don't I kill that guy? You know, that doesn't define you as a murderer. That's normal. It's normal for crazy thoughts to pop into people's heads. So it's the same thing he's saying over here. Hirurim Rav are crazy thoughts that pop into your head. And even Tanoim had these things popping into their head. And there's nothing you can do about it to stop it. It ain't possible to stop it, and it can happen every single day. However, what you're obligated to do is, he says, you're obligated to be Masiach Taito. Means that once it pops into your head, then you realize that it came, then you have to stop thinking about it. If you're not allowed to continue thinking about it. So assuming that when he says it, Tanoim at it, means that they popped in, and as soon as they realize, they popped it out. But the actual popping in is not, doesn't, it's a very, very big yisayid. People get all depressed from the fact that they have certain hirurim. It's the having certain hirurim does not indicate you're a bad person. Even it's likewise, the same thing is true. Person who has hirurim about, he was saying about girls, about boys. Well, that doesn't indicate you're a bad person. Obviously, there are some people that they have those hirurim. Right? It's majority of people are not that way, but there are minority of people that way. Obviously, in the world, you see that. It has nothing to do with being a bad person or a good person. That could just be based on, whatever. We believe a person is not born with a tiber for boys, but something might have happened which caused it. So if it caused it, it caused it. But anyway, that's a side point. But the ma'isa, the having erurim does not mean a person is a bad person, and it's very, very normal. Everybody also having, dreams at night where you have no control over, and even having Zera Vatoa coming out at night during a dream is very normal. And there's that alone, there is absolutely nothing to feel bad about. It's a little embarrassing, but it's nothing to feel bad about because it's not an Avera. The Avera is that when you think about it intentionally, meaning after either you make yourself think about it or after it popped into your head you know you're thinking about it, you continue to think about it. That's where the Aveir is. Just for the record, I want to read this next Rabbi Yisrael.
I once heard a line that even by dreams, so like it was given as an, like, I don't know if you're supposed to like daven for it or something. Like, I don't know what the exact lashon was, but it's so mutter that it's even like a mutter way for a person to have their tiber expressed. Is that like
maybe? It's not a way, a mutter way to tiber express. It's a mutter way. We're changing the topic. We're discussing the topic of Ihurim. There's a different topic of Zeret of Atala. So one of the reasons why people are Meitzi Zeret of Atala intentionally is because they feel a hero and popped into their head or something happened and the body on its own or somehow maybe his fault partially whatever developed a kishui and then it's very uncomfortable. So the person's uncomfortable, so he feels he has to get rid of the kishui. So what Rashiva used to say, that scientifically, kishuis go away within 20 minutes. I think it's 22 minutes. I forgot the exact amount of minutes. If you stop thinking about it, so that it's not necessary to, be my person shouldn't feel, I have to be my Cesara because I can't sit all day with this uncomfortable with this kishui, because the kishui will go away if you're able to distract yourself. Go ahead and play basketball, go read a book, go do something. If you can distract your mind from the thoughts, then after 20 minutes, 21 or 22 minutes, I don't remember, that's the scientific number, the kishui goes away. But even though the kishui goes away, once the zera was created, the body made it, so it's still there. So it doesn't have to come out sometime. So basically, it will come out by itself, And very often it'll come out at night in when you're asleep. So that's what Rabbi Trapper, you also always say that that's a way, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a way for his, which is a healthy way. Now, I don't think to give you the pleasure, and I don't like you're saying it. It's a healthy way to relieve person has zera in his body, and he doesn't want to be mitzvah about the yadayim. So there's a way that the zera comes out by itself, and it's a which is a healthy thing, which is a healthy and normal thing, nothing to be upset about. And it just, it's a, in a sense, what he was saying, it's like it's a good thing, and because it takes away that pressure that a person feels. Yeah. Okay, anyway, I wanted to read here, Rav Yisrael. This is a letter here from Rav Yisrael. This is a famous thing. Rav Shiva used to say this all the time. I say this every year. The truth is, I take it back. Rav Shiva did not say it all the time. Because Rav Shiva did not talk about this so much in public. I don't know, Shiva was... But he did say it, just not all the time. Said it some of the time. He spoke to him privately. In the letter, this is a sefer. It's not such a well-known sefer. This is the Or Yisrael has the letters of Rav Yisrael. And this is the different, you know, letters of Rav Yisrael that weren't published in Or Yisrael. It's a different sefer called Igros Ktavim of Rav Yisrael Salanter. So you see there's an arrow there. Dvar Akari Mikra Laila. Zeret of Atawa coming out at night. Who am Isoyev Yisoyev Averu Herbiyom? It's caused because you had Hira during the day, which caused the body to have a Kishui, and then it comes out there for a night. Tim Ahira Baba Ines, what we said, if the Hira wasn't Ines, Yesha Hakel, so then you did nothing wrong. The Hira wasn't your fault, and the Zeret coming out is not your fault. But either chosh for the oven vein a hamik, and you shouldn't think about it. Okay. The low vishtadis maruba litros hahurim. This is the main line. A person should not try hard not to have hahurim. Ki zois tiva nevesh ha'adam. This is human nature. Ko shemamik litros ezerayim. When you push not to think about something, either tsar, or you try and deny a fear or a pain, so it just causes a negative, an opposite reaction. To bring back the thing that you don't like. Therefore, trying hard not to have ihurim, but just bring about ihurim. Right? It's a very big insight. The question is, how does a person stop himself from having Yehurim? So the most logical thing is, like any other Aveira, you tell yourself, don't do it. Right? So he says that you say that that's not true. By every Aveira, by any Maisa, be a Dayim. Let's say we're talking about Motzi Zaravata, a person does it, be a Dayim. So there you could tell yourself not to do, because person has control over his hands and over whatever. So I won't do that. Person eating chazer, I tell myself I'm not going to eat it because you have control over your hands and your mouth. Don't speak Lashon Hara, right? Any action, the way to stop the Aveira is telling you not to do it. But by thoughts, you can't, a person does not have control over your thoughts, because we said the brain is an open garbage pail, and thoughts come by themselves. So if you tell yourself not to think about something, you are just encouraging yourself to think about it for many different reasons. First of all, he says because it makes it a much more tempting to think about it. The more obvious reason is because it's on your mind. Right? It's on your mind, so you think about it. So the worst thing is, for example, let's say a person very often has their hurim at a certain time of day. So when it gets near that time, it says, uh-oh, now's the time that I have a hurim. Okay, I don't want to have. So that's so terrible, because he's telling himself, now's the time for a hurim. So he's going to have a hurim. So the bad thing is a very tricky thing. On one hand, you have to decide you don't want to do it. But once you decide you don't want to do it, then you stop thinking about it. That's the first yesod. You don't walk around all day saying, don't do it, don't have Ihurim, don't have, because the more you think don't have, the more you're liable to have. It's a very fascinating concept. Contrary to popular people who don't know this, very often, many very sincere and erdacha people mess themselves up, and they give themselves more Ihurim by thinking all day, I don't want to have Ihurim. So he says, thinking you don't want to have is counterproductive. Obviously, one time you should make up a commitment you don't want to have, and that's it. Also, Reshiva was very adamant that one should not read any of the Svarim which deal with anything on this topic, because it also has an opposite effect. The main reason Reshiva held you shouldn't read any of the Svarim is because he felt they're not applicable. And it's a very important yesod, because some of the Svarim quote some kind of Zoyars and other things that discuss very strong Einshim for certain different Averas. And not that we're saying that there aren't, it's not an Avera. Things are Averas. But the Shiva felt that all the Zoyars and everything else that people quote are not applicable, for a very simple reason, that the Zohar was taught, the Chazal, those Chazals were talking about if a person would be doing those, whatever Averis they're referring to, different Averis, if you did it, Mamish B'mezen. B'mezen means you're hidden in Much and Mezumen, I want to do it, I'm happy I'm doing it, I enjoy doing it, but he said anybody in Yeshiva who, even if he does it, B'mezen, it's been amazing because he feels he can't help himself. If you would give a guy a pill which would cure the take away the taiva, and you know, almost every guy in yeshiva, even the guy who's doing the most averas, would be thrilled, because he doesn't want to do the avera. He just feels, you know, he feels maybe wrongly, he feels I can't stop myself, which is incorrect, because you could stop yourself. But so it's not amazing. So all those chazals, he says, whatever, those zohars don't apply. So he felt that reading those farim are just confusing people and, not a good thing to do. Rabbi Nyman used to have a story, Rabbi Shmuel Nyman. He said that there was a guy in yeshiva who had a nervous breakdown in one of his chaverim. Rabbi Nyman went to visit him, and he went and he told him, Shmuel, take that sefer away. That's what did it to me. Rabbi Nyman was very dramatic. He was a breastless sefer, by the way. Anyway, so Rabbi Nashir was very much against not to read any of these svarim. Okay, anyway, the Maisa. That's to the point. So now we have a shaida. If a person can't think not to think, so how do you stop yourself from having Ihurim? So the answer is that a person only has Ihurim when you're doing nothing. When the brain, so the trick is you keep yourself busy. A person should try not to be, in other words, it comes with Ben Azmanim. You don't lie around the dormitory and do nothing. That's just setting up yourself for trouble. You go to Disneyland, fine. You go play basketball. So you avoid doing nothing. And the second thing, what you do is you prepare something to keep your brain occupied even when you're doing nothing. So, for example, let's say a person, whatever it is, he's lying in bed, okay? And now it starts, Ihurim starts popping into his head. He doesn't want to have Ihurim. So you can't say, stop! No more Ihurim! Go away, Ihurim! That won't work, because that's what Rabbi Yisrael says. It doesn't work. But what you could do is, you could start thinking about something else. Once the brain is occupied thinking about something else, the brain is occupied. If it's occupied, it's occupied. There's no vacancy. If there's no vacancy, there's no room for the Ihurim. So what people recommend is that people should have, and you know it sounds silly, but we say it every year and everyone makes giggles, is that a person should have a daydream that he enjoys. We call it captain, I forget what we call it, so. What? Who? I don't know, one of these, you know, that you're the general in the Israeli army and you're killing all the Arabs and whatever it is, people have these, or you're making lots of money, or you're a famous Rosh Hashiva, whatever it gives it, whatever a daydream, you like the daydream. I like the daydream of killing Arabs. I don't know, you know. I, okay, anyway. Well, whatever. No, okay. But then whatever you like the daydream about. So you have some daydream which is interesting. It's something that will occupy your mind. It's something which catches your fantasy, right? Because that's what you need. You need something that will keep your brain occupied. If it's something which is totally, you know, probably on the higher madrega, they would tell people, think about Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha. But I don't think that would work for us because, you know, we're not necessarily on the level that when you're lying in bed and you want to go to sleep, you're going to keep your brain occupied by thinking about Akiva Eiger's Kasha until you fall asleep. If you're on that madrega, that's wonderful. But if not, you can daydream about Harry Potter. It's also, you know, it also keeps your brain occupied. You know, the main thing is that you have something to keep the brain occupied. And you either start right away when you go to bed, or at least when something pops into your head that you don't like, so you right away, what you do is you don't say, don't think about it. That doesn't work. But you change the channel. Right, you got your television, and your brain is a television, and you have to be able to change the channel. So you change the channel, and sometimes you change the channel, and then the channel goes back, and then you have to change it again. You got to keep on changing it, and sometimes you have no brain. You got to get out of bed and take away. You know, sometimes they might even pay to keep a book next to your bed so that you can change the channel. Or go, I don't know, take a walk and go to the base medrash and learn. I don't know. You really can't change the channel. But usually, a person can just change the channel. I don't know, usually, very often. You can just change the channel and get think about it, especially if you have some daydream that you enjoy. And that usually solves that's not the problem. So at least for the problem of Hirhurim, the solution is, first of all, not to get depressed that you have Hirhurim, because he says even Tanoim had. So we don't have to be better than the Tanoim. Second of all, the answer is you don't think not to have, and forget it, it's even, you know, it could, even this Vod is maybe not productive in a certain sense, but once a year you got to say it. But you don't talk too much about saying not to have, not to have, not to have, because it just puts it on people's minds. But you're prepared in the sense that you don't want to have, and you have, and you prepare something to keep yourself occupied. That's the solution. Something to keep your brain occupied in case a hirurim pop into your head. Now, this is only for Hirhurim, because Hirhurim is a thought. Any of the other Averas that we mentioned are actions. So by actions, it's the opposite. Actions are you tell yourself not to do. Person who's involved with pornography, so you tell yourself, I'm not going to watch. And you can tell yourself that 50 times a day, because that's an action. Telling yourself is not making you more likely to do it. So there, the Rashiva used to say the opposite. He used to say that one of the things to tell yourself is, am I a man or a mouse? That was one of his big lines. Meaning that I don't want to do it. It doesn't make me happy to do it. After I do it, I get depressed. So why am I doing it? Yeah, it makes no sense. The only reason I can doing it because I don't have control. What am I? I don't have control over myself. I'm a mouse. I can't control myself. In other words, it's something I don't want to do. I don't enjoy doing it. I get depressed when I do it. And I decided I don't want to do it. So how can I not? How can I end up doing it? If I'm doing it, it means that it basically it's the biggest insult to my self-esteem. It means that I can't. It's like a mouse. So you put a cheese in the mouse trap, and the mouse sees the mouse trap, and he knows that it's going to come plopping down on his head, and he still can't stop himself from eating the cheese. Right? You have that in the Torah. Where do we have that? Who's a Baki in Chumash? By the Mitzayinim. Then it says that the Shlav or it came down. It says Rashi says that when they ate it, they got these terrible stomach cramps, and they died from it. And sometimes the cramps lasted for. But Rashi says that they couldn't stop themselves from eating it, because Hashem they complained that they wanted taiva in Midbar. So Hashem gave them so much taiva that even though they knew that it would cause them stomach cramps and they would die from it, but they couldn't stop themselves from eating it. They saw the other people dying, and they still kept on eating it. So there is such a thing, but that means that you're not a human being. You have no control. So there, when you're dealing with the other Averis, whatever it is, depending, again, we said, everybody's different. Some people, whatever they different have, hopefully some people have none. So then already the Eitzah is to tell yourself, I don't want to do this action, whatever it is, and I have the ability to stop it, and it's stupid to do it because it doesn't make me happy. It makes me depressed. So why in the world would I do an action that makes me depressed and destroys my self-image? It's also, Rabbi Yeshaya Cohen used to always say, it also it ruins your marriage, because he used to say, too, if you want to extra motivation, that first of all, if your wife finds out you're doing any of these things, she will, you know, she won't like it. It's an understatement. And it also takes away your ability to be satisfied with your marriage, because you're used to certain things which you won't be getting in your marriage. So it's not a healthy thing for marriage. So it's time can ruin a person's life. So why in the world would I do these things that are going to ruin my future life? And many people they say, you know, Mimanashach, if you continue and you're married, then your wife's going to find out, and you might as well just get divorced already. if you're going to stop, say, why don't you stop now already? You know, that's fine, we'll stop now. Anyway, so anyway, Rabbi Cohen used to be very big on that it ruins the marriage. And even if you do stop, but once you do it too much, it takes away from the pleasure, man. So whatever it is, so it's, person has to have, if you're doing an action, the thing is to tell yourself that it's stupid, it ruins my life, it'll ruin my future, it ruins my present, it makes me depressed. So am I a man or a mouse? So why am I doing it? And if it's a thought, so then you do not do that, because that has the opposite effect. You don't think about it, you just ignore it, you don't talk about it. You just make up your mind one time that I'm going to try and avoid it. You prepare yourself with some distraction, and then if it pops in, and then you turn the channel. Okay, Shikaya.